Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, say, power flow.
grab your mouth and sing. Open your heart and give me your faith. Thank you.
We'll God, I'll give you the glory. I'll always will. Love and adore you, God, for what you've done and what you're going to do, God. No one before you, Lord God. I lay myself prostrate before you, God. Oh, to worship and adore you. My promise is, God. Yes, Lord. Yes. To yes to your will. And yes to your ways. Yes, Lord. Ways worship you. Praise God. You are listening to God's Favorites radio program. Coming to you live on Block Talk Radio tonight. Praise God. We pray that you are listening in. And oh, we pray that this praise that just came to you will touch your heart. And you would just, oh, just worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Praise God. Oh, just tell the Lord how much you love him and you want to worship him. It's your desire to worship the Almighty God. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is to be praised. God is to be worshiped and adored. Praise God. Because he told us that he created us to praise him. And to bow down before him. Oh, praise God. We were created for that purpose. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. Or you may be going through some other sickness or disease. Something may have happened in your life tragically. Whatever it may be, God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Only Jesus can give you rest. Only Jesus. You can try all kind of sedatives. It's for a short period of time. You can try anything else, but it's short term. Oh, but when you come to Jesus, he'll give you perfect rest. In him, there is rest, there is peace, there is joy everlasting. Praise God. Isn't that awesome? God has given us that opportunity to come to him and bring all. He knew, let me tell you people, he knew that we would have trials and tribulations here on this earth. But that's why he gave us the opportunity to come to him and bring all to him. Praise God. He don't want us to take any of it and just hold on to it because it might weigh us down. He's going to lift us up. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is so good to us. God is so good to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. More than we can ask or think. God is good. He's given us a brand new day, and it's been wonderful all day today. Yes, I pray that you have had a wonderful day all day today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's pray. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we do come before you tonight, God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Help us, oh God, in any way, oh God, Father God, that's not pleasing to you, God. We stand here, God, in awe of you, oh, Father God, because we recognize, God, there is no one like you. No one can do what you can for us, oh, God. We need you in every aspect of our lives, oh, God, to teach us, to lead us, to guide us, to heal us, to protect us, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, we just thank you, God, for your angels, oh, God, that's encamped all about us. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, God, protecting us. Thank you, Lord God. You said you got legion of angels, many, 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 God. And, God, they are encamped, oh, God, around our bedside at night, helping us and keeping that cool air breathing through our nostrils, God. They are all encamped around our vehicles, keeping us from harm and accidents, God. Lord God, they are protecting us wherever our foot shall trod and giving us holy ground to trot on, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. And God, not only that, God, you a healer. God, you can go any place, anywhere, where we can't go. And God, you can raise people up off of sick beds, off of death beds, oh God. Whatever, God, you desire to do, God, truly, God, you are that, oh God. And Lord, you could go behind prison walls, oh God. And those, oh God, that feel like they are held captive in their minds, oh God, God, you can set them free right there in the prison walls and give them that freedom. When they down, God, you can pick them up, oh God, and lighten the load, God. God, because you got them between a rock and a hard place, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, God, you can go anywhere. Thank you, God, you love them, even if they is behind the prison walls, God. Thank you, Lord, God. God, you are a deliverer. God, yes, God, you can deliver them from all kind of habits, alcohol, drugs, homosexuality, lesbianism. You can deliver our girls from, oh, God, unwanted pregnancies. You can keep them, God, cause them to be kept, God. Yes, God, you can do anything but fail, God. We ask you to wrap your arms around our sons and daughters out here, oh God, that's not saved, oh God, and bring them into the wisdom and the knowledge of you, oh God. Make them the next Samson, the next, oh God, Hannah, God. Oh yes, God, you can do it, God. We bringing them before you, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they will glorify your name and magnify you, the Lord of Lords and God of all gods. That you, oh God, got a great host, oh God. Oh God, that's going to come back, oh God. Oh yes, Lord God. Oh, you're coming back with a great host to receive your own, God. Thank you. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, my Lord. Father, anyone listening tonight, God, Lord God, they need help in any way. It may be financial, God. I believe, God, that you're going to help, God. You're going to cause, oh, God, hands to be unfist, oh, God, and heal, oh, God. In whatever way that they need, God, financially, you are a provider, God. Yes, you are, God. Lord, we thank you. Yes, we do. We thank you, Father. We thank you, God, that Jesus is seated on the right hand, making intercession for us. Oh, God, anything we need, anything we stand up, and stand in need of, Jesus is making intercession, saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, and provide for them. Oh, God, in a way that has seemed to be no way. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on a cross for us. Oh, God, and taking on the sins of the world, the whole world. We thank you for that, God. We thank you, God, for your love, that there's no end to it. We thank you that grace is steady extended to us. We thank you, Father. We come with thanksgiving in our hearts and minds in adoration to you, Lord, and say, Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you. We give you all the praise and glory. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, thank you, Father. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Have my own Sister Peggy Biden here. I'm going to let her come. Then I'll be right back with you. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. This is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. Phone number is 504-347-5797. And on Friday nights, Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, which is part of God's Favorite Radio program, at 7 p.m. Be a great listener. Call this number, 714-409-0578, and you can press 1 and give a joyful praise unto the Lord or ask for prayer requests, and God will hear and answer your prayers along with everybody else that is praying for you. Think about what you can do this week to help a neighbor or a friend. It's one of God's ways of saying, love me. Love my people. Show your love. Just think about all of the people that's in the hospitals that's having surgery, stomach cancer, kidneys, heart, grieving people. We have a lot of people that's grieving because they lost a loved one. Yes, many of us have lost loved ones, and many of us knows what that hurt is. But you know what? We have to look for that resurrection day, that when we will meet them in heaven and that beautiful life that God has given us. We just want to take and ask you to pray for your children, pray for your city, pray for your town that you're living in. Many people around the world is listening tonight, and we ask you again to call 714-409-0578 and share it with a friend, because God's Favorite Radio program is on Sunday nights at 7, and Victorious Living is on Friday at 7. And you will hear the blessed word of God. In Psalms 85, means a prayer for our nation. Lord, you have been kind to your land. You brought back the people of Jacob. You forgave the guilt of the people and covered all their sins. You stopped all your anger. You turned back from young, strong anger. God, our Savior, bring us back again. Stop being angry with us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you stay angry from now on? Won't you give us life again? Your people would rejoice in you. Lord, show us your love and save us. I will listen to God the Lord. He has ordered peace for those who worship him. Don't let them go back to foolishness. God will soon save those who respect him, and his glory will be seen in our land. Love and truth belongs to God's people. Goodness and peace will be theirs. On earth, people will be loyal to God, and God's goodness will shine down from heaven. The Lord will give his goodness, and the land will give its crop. Goodness will go before God and prepare the way for him. Isn't that wonderful? Goodness will go before God and prepare his way for him. Just this week, we had a bad storm coming around the eastern coast of the United States, tearing up all that seafront, all of those people in Haiti, caused death down there, damaged many of islands, and just gone. But you know, God was merciful to the United States. God had his hand in that. Yes, it tore up the front part, all the beach property and everything, but we have to thank God that it was not worse than what it was. We pray for those people in Haiti, and remember all of them that has lost lives, they're grieving tonight. just think about what they're going through, burying their loved ones because of a storm. We have to thank God that He gave us the victory to say, God is my Savior and He is my salvation. And goodness will go before God and prepare the way for Him. Prepare the way for Him this week by telling a neighbor, a friend, or praying for a child, or praying for someone in the hospital, by helping them. Just say a whisper of prayer for our nation. We're going through such turmoil. Just pray. Keep praying, because God wants to know what our hearts desire. He knows already, but He wants us to bring that before His throne. Isn't it wonderful we have a wonderful God that we can go to with all our trials and temptation? Remember to share the radio station, God's favorite radio program. The number is 714-409-0578, and you will be blessed. We love you. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you this week. Sister Wood.
Thank you so much, Sister Peggy. Thank you. Praise the Lord. I just bless her in the name of Jesus. She's just a blessing to me. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Well, we want to talk about tonight God's chains of command. God's chains of command. You know, we have so much going on in our earth, in our land. And until we can go back unto what God orchestrated, our land will never be better. The family as the basic instrument of the fulfillment of God's plan for the earth. God's plans for the earth depends upon the family and the way He orchestrated it. So then if we look at this, we can see that our land is so far out of order. Our families are so far out of order. So that's why we have chaos all over the land. We have chaos all over that land. We have people in authority don't know how to act, which God ordained the man first. We have women don't know their rightful place because the man is out of order. Then we have children out of place because the head is out of order. So we got chaos, and we will forever to have chaos until we get back to what God has ordained. God has a chain of command, and He wants man to follow that chain of command. Our family is the most important part of the earth. Isn't that something? We are the most important figure of this earth. We should be showing forth God's presence, His work in every part of the earth. God's chains of command. That's what we want to talk about. If we can get our family headed back the right way, it would make a great, great difference. Praise God. We're going to look at Genesis chapter 1 and 13. And the evening and the morning was the third day. And then drop down to 26 through 31. And God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him, male and female, created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. Men have left the yielding trees and gone to raw meat instead of eating the meat from the trees. They don't want the seeds. Give me some meat. Give me some bloody meat. My gracious. Let's go on, verse 30. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw that everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. God has even not only given it to man, the green herbs, but he also gave it to the cattle and the fowl. That's the way God created this thing. Now, I'm not saying that you're not supposed to eat meat, because later on he told him he can eat meat, but he also wants us to eat those green herbs. He wants us to eat the natural things of the earth. Okay? Now that's just the beginning. Praise God. That was God's word spoken to man. When he spoke into man's life and told him how to eat. Let's look at human government or civil authority. We're going to go over to Romans. Praise God. 13, 1 through 5. Romans chapter 13, 1 through 5. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. We have to recognize, when we see out here, there's no power. I don't care what office they hold. There is no power greater than God. We need to go back to God. Whosoever therefore resists the power resists the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. We are seeing all kinds of things happening in our government. Yes. It is kind of horrifying sometimes when we look at it. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. So you hear that, huh? When we see rulers acting unruly, they are not to good works. The Bible said it, I didn't say it. But it's to evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. There are people that's going to be out here to do evil. There's some going to be out here to try to do good. But God's wrath is going to fall. We better be watching as God has told us to. He told us to watch, fight, and pray. Because these days that we're living in, men are going to be boisterous. Men are going to be lovers of themselves. They're going to desire the things that makes them happy. Praise God. So, we have to watch and see and know what is happening in the land today. God's word wouldn't have never been written if it wouldn't have never come to pass. We see these things coming to pass. I'm going to read verse 4 over again. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore, ye must need be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. For conscience sake, to keep your conscience from being seared with all of this, because if I go back in the one scripture, he said, your conscience will be seared. So we have to keep our conscience from being seared from all the foolishness that we see that's going on today. Our world is in a chaos. Yes, 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 yes. Our world is in a chaos. Is God pleased with it? No. God is not pleased with the way things are going because God has created, as I said earlier in Genesis, God has created this world so beautiful and so perfectly that we can enjoy the green earth, even the animals. Praise God. Praise God. So let's look at the church. Let's put the church in here with this. Hebrews 13, 7 to 17. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 7. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go over here to Hebrews. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hebrews 7, no, I'm wrong, Hebrews 13, 7 to 17. Hebrews 13, 7 through 17. Remember them which have ruled over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Now, we are going into the church. We left the government. We also told how God has created things. But you know that God didn't leave the church out. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats. Don't be carried away with meat all the time. They dainties, like David said, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without camp. Wherefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without gate. Let us therefore go, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For there have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifice, God is well pleased. Obey them that have rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch over your souls, and they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable to you. First, in that few verses, it told us to watch and not to be carried away with every wind and doctrine. They come along. That after you done watched and not been carried away, how to submit under the truth? How to submit under the truth? And those that watch over your soul. That's the church. But I'm telling you, some of the church is so much out of whack, so you have to watch those. You have to watch before you make yourself rule under a leadership that is not good. It is laid out there. If you go back and read it from chapter 13, 7 to 17, it is telling you God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, and it will lead us and guide us into all truth. Praise God. So, we have to be careful in these days and in this time that we are living in, because God told us that there will be scoffers upon this land. Men will be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. They're going to be lovers of the pleasures of this world. My God. They're going to be caught up, so much caught up into the worldly things, and they're going to be trying to give it to you, and it is not going to profit you anything. Praise God. So we have to be careful. We have to be prayerful. As I said, watch and pray. Be open to what God is going to say to you. Let God speak to your heart. Pray. He said, pray without ceasing. We ought to be walking in a spirit of prayer at all times, seeking God's face in times like these. We are to seek God's face and know that God has a plan for our lives. Let's look at another scripture. Parent relationship with the church, the family. Ephesians 5:21 says, submitting yourselves one another in the fear of God. Drop down to chapter 6 and 4 says, And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Fathers done walked away from families. They are not taking their rightful place. Praise God. The Father, God ordained it. The family. So what we looked at here, we looked at God's word, what he said. Then we looked at the government and the civil authority. Then we looked at the church. Now we looked at the family. So you see how God has this thing all orchestrated. And then he ordained the man, the woman, and then the children. And he said he told the man to go and multiply the earth and be fruitful. Praise God. Man must strive to fulfill the purpose in which he was created for. Man must strive to fulfill the purpose. Is man striving to fulfill the purpose that God has created him for? Let's look at Ecclesiastes 12, 13 through 14. 12, 13 and 14. And further, by these, my son, be admonished of making many books. There is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work unto judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. We see today things are unraveling, things are unfolding. Where man thinks things are hidden, God is bringing it to the light. God is exposing man. Man think that he can do things and get away with it, but God say, no, that is not the way I orchestrated this thing. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. That's what God said. Praise God, whether it be good or whether it be evil. God's going to expose that thing, and truly he's doing that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Another one, obedience to God's chains of command brings success in life. Obedience to God's chains of command brings success in life. If we go back to the book of Joshua, praise God. Go back over there to the book of Joshua, chapter 1, praise God. And it will show you there, praise God. We're going to look at Joshua, chapter 1, 7 through 8, praise God. And it reads as thus. Praise God, 7 through 8. Only be thou strong and very courageous, for thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, command thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou go. See, God don't want man turning to the things out here to the world and doing these things that are sinful. He want man to be prosperous in whichever way he go. Man is to prosper. Why? And lots of people say, I don't know why I'm not prospering. I don't know why I'm not prospering. You know why? Because you're not doing the things of God. It's designed for man to prosper in whatever way he goes. Look at verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. When you meditate in this book, it'll make your way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Isn't God's word so plain to us? Oh, my God. Oh, we have great men falling because they are not into the word of God. They think they can have it their way, and they are falling. Success. They thought they were successful, but they are being brought low. They are being brought low. They have turned away from God's word. They don't even think about God's word anymore. And you think God is pleased? No. Let's look at this one. There could be no success outside except one succeeds in the family. And we're going to go to Timothy with that one. 1 Timothy. There can be no success outside except one succeeds in the family. God ordained the family. We have to go back to the beginning where I told you God ordained the family first. So we got to go back to the chain of command. This is what we're talking about tonight, the chains of command. Praise God. 1 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. 1 Timothy 3, 1 through 5, the qualifications. The qualifications of man, and this is what we need in our government. In our presidential campaign, we don't have it. We need the chains of command. Praise God. All of this is what's helping us to see how our government should be structured. This is the true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop then must be blameless. Blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy or filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if that man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the things of the church? God is speaking to us, and he's letting us know how that we are to choose a president. God. Word will lead us. Many people ask, how shall we choose? Stay with the word of God. Even though he was talking to the man in the church, but this goes for whatever office. God is looking for a man to stand up in the gap and make up the hedge in whatever office that he have to stand in. He need to know how to carry himself. He needs to know how to talk to people, how to love people. You know, God is love. You got to know how to love me in whatever state I am in. You got to know how to rule over me. Man has to have all these characters, but we don't have it. Why? Because they are not meditating in this word. They are not carrying out the plan of God. My God, isn't that something? Man is not carrying out the plans and the chain of commands of God. God tells us the qualifications that a man should have. Praise God. Praise God. Give a sense of direction to your family now by obeying God's marriage ordinances. Let's go to Ecclesiastes. Praise God. Last verse will be Ecclesiastes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I just wanted to share this with you all tonight. Ecclesiastes 12 and 13 says, praise God, chapter 12, verse 13 says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment, for this is the duty of the whole man. This is the duty of man, is to fear God. Where is God being feared this day and this time and this hour? We have so much rowdiness and stuff coming from the lips, and there's no fear of God. We need, man need to fear God. The responsibilities of man is the husband, the wife, and the children. That is the conclusion of the matter tonight. Go back to God. The plan and the command of God is for man to fear God. Praise God. May I bless you tonight. I pray that you have enjoyed this study and it will help you. Praise God. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance towards you. And may he give you peace through this time that we are walking through. The peace of God will be over you if you keep this word as I have spoken tonight. I only spoken the words of the Lord. May the Lord bless you. In whatever state you in, keep his word. Pray in season and out of season. Bless the Lord at all times. Walk in his obedience. That is the duty of man. May you be blessed until we come back next week at the same time at 7 p.m. May your meal barrel never be empty. May you be filled all in your going in and your coming out, your uprising and your sitting down. May you always be blessed. Have a good night now. God bless you. And this is God's favorites coming out, reaching out to you in the word of God. May your home be blessed, your children and your grandchildren, down to the third generation. Bye-bye now.